You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Did you know that your favorite band also loves your favorite hockey team? If you love hockey and you love music, you're going to love Bar Down Breakdown, a podcast that explores the crossover between alternative music and the sport we love, hockey.
Every NHL player wants to be in a band, and every band guy wants to be a pro athlete.
With guests from all over the globe, come along with us as we interview some of the most captivating names in alternative music and talk about why we love hockey and how it's influenced us.
You know, there was for a few seconds, the thought of like, well, maybe we should wear Montreal jerseys, and the NHL was like, I think you should stay neutral. And we're like, yeah, you know what? You're probably right.
So tune in every Tuesday on the Hockey Podcast Network, where we'll have a brand new guest and a unique look into the bridge between hockey and music.
This is the Grit and Barrett Podcast, a podcast devoted to the 11-time Calder Cup champion, the Hershey Bears. We talk Hershey Bears, the American Hockey League, and all the hockey news that matters to me. This is high energy, unfiltered, and at times unfocused hockey talk from a hack. And now, on with the show. Hello and welcome to the Grit and Barrett Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Well, everyone, you made it. September 21st, and here we are, everyone. We finally made it. We got through the last weekend without hockey, and here we are. Can you smell it in the air, everyone? Can you? Look around you. You did it. You got through August. You got through July. You got through June. And now we got through Labor Day and that nice little lull as the first two weekends of football start up. But now, everyone, it's here. It's here before us. Hershey hockey is before us, everyone. Capitals training camp starting up this weekend. And boy, oh boy, I feel like there's a good amount of stuff for me to talk about. But I don't know where to start. I really don't. Because there are things I want to talk about. There are things I want to talk about to all of you, but it's just in a way knowing where to start. But the best way to start is this past weekend. This past weekend, the Washington Capitals opened up their rookie camp that all the newbies flew in and stayed the weekend. Saturday, September 18th, there at Capitals Ice Complex at 1 p.m., goalies hit the ice. Everybody hits the ice, and the batch of rookies and prospects were all here. This was from the official media guide of the Washington Capitals. These were all the players in numerical order that attended the rookie camp. Some of these will be with Hershey's. Some of these will be shipped off back to their junior club. You had Das Wunderkind, Connor McMichael, wearing number 24, with Hershey last year, first round draft pick back in 2019. Vincent Aureo, second round draft pick from this past year from the Brandon Wheat Kings, wearing number 28. Number 29, Hendrix LaPierre from the 2020 draft, first round 22nd overall from the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. Hunter Shepard with South Carolina that last year, donning number 31. Tobias Geister, wearing number 46 on defense, spent last season overseas. Brett Leeson, big beefy boy at a robust 6'5", 225, spent last season with the Hershey Bears. Drew Krebs spent last season in Medicine Hat. He was the sixth round pick this past year. Bear Hughes, a center standing at 6'1" and a 171. Can't be right. 6'1", 171. Jesus. out of Post Falls, Idaho. Spent last season at Fargo with the USHL. That is where the Cubs are stationed. Protoss at number 59 was with Hershey last year. Oscar McGinson, can't really say that all that well. Sweden project was with Sweden last year. Number 65, Hakan Hanlet. I completely botched that. Was with Berlin last year, part of the DEHL. Riley Sutter with Hershey last year, donning number 67 from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, was on the ice. Cody Clark, number 71, out there on the ice as well, spent time with Hershey last year. Matt Maggio from Windsor, Ontario, spent last season overseas, was a free agent invite. Ryan Bennard, donning number 78, goaltender from the Greenville Swamp Wabbits, was there as well. Number 81, Chaz Redikop, from West Kolana, British Columbia. I have Western Canada seething right now. A product of the San Jose Barracuda last year. A free agent invite. Number 82, Patrick Howway. Another free agent invite. Spent last season with in NCAA with Merrimack University. Jake Mazine. Number 84, another free agent invite from the ECHL. And lastly, Bobby Nardella, donning number 88, Irish baby, spent last season in the SHL. That is everyone that attended the 2021 rookie camp. Now, I'm sure you're expecting, oh, was there any news out of this? Was there a rookie scrimmage? Did everybody, you know, who did well? Who did well? I don't know. Sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry, everyone. I mean, they're just, there wasn't a lot of meat on the bones for this. I'm sorry. Everybody went out there and practiced. Everybody wore practice jerseys and skated around and did cone drills. The goalies got to don the skates and skate around, and everybody did laps. The coaches were there. To use a school term, this was pretty much orientation days. You didn't really get any homework. You just, teacher said hi, you introduce yourselves, you fill out those little information card things. You know, you have these little get to know people games, and that was pretty much it. I mean, they went to DC, got to hang out for a couple days, all ahead of the big boys showing up. And show up they did today, technically still Monday, September 20th, for all another 5 minutes as the rest of the big boy squad showed up, and all of the big names were there. Alexander Ovechkin, TJ Oshie, Kuznetsov. The Lord and Savior of the New York Rangers hearts, Tom Wilson, Anthony Mathenana, Lars Eller, Daniel Sprong, Connor Sheary, Garrett Hathaway, Nick Doubt, Carl Hagelin, Mago Scarbosa, on defense, former Bear, John Carlson, Dmitry Orlov, Schultz, Kempney, Jansen, Trevor Van Riemsdyk, Matt Irwin, Dylan Mikkelrath, and Cody Franzen. Your goalies were Samsonov and Vitek Vanacek. Basically, the A-team as well that was out there on the ice there at the complex, at least today, on Monday when this was taping. And you know what? Let's get everybody out there. Let's get the vets out there, and let's have some fun with these youngins. Let's hope Fiviari actually gets a fair shake this year, but I think he will. Flying in and getting to know everyone. The only one who wasn't there was Nikolai Backstrom, who is recovering from surgery. Don't worry, he'll get into camp eventually. And today was really our, again, more first blush, more coaching, more stuff, more everybody getting to know themselves. And this was kind of the hard part of starting up season two and trying to balance my other job and this podcast. Because, as I said last week, I have another job at the PA Ren Fair, which is going great. We have officially hit the halfway point of the season by now. Except the problem is that I'm trying to juggle my creativity and know, like, which way is my brain going to go? Like, where, what am I going to talk about? I mean, I'm so wrapped up in FAIR and doing stuff there. You know, what else, how am I really going to balance all this? And that's the hard part until the season starts up. That's the real hard part. Because as of right now, I'm not going to have anything, at least really Capitals-wise, until next week. Actually, until this weekend. Because once we hit this weekend, ladies and gentlemen, Sunday, 5 of the clock, in Boston, the Capitals will don the ice at home there at Capital One Arena. Whatever policies they have, and the Capitals will be back rocking the red at in DC. And that's when we will get our first taste and our first look of preseason hockey. That's when we're finally going to get it, everyone. We're going to get real preseason hockey. Not this, you know, ultra sterilized version where everybody practices in empty practice arenas. Well, we kind of still are, but, you know, over this past weekend, it was great to see certain media members travel out and go to the Traverse City in these prospect tournaments where teams would, in that region, would send their prospects, and you'd have this little mini tournament. And this happened in Traverse City, which I think is in, like, the Northern Great Plains, I think. And you had Columbus, Detroit, Dallas, and I think somebody else all there, maybe Minnesota. They would all gather and send their prospects. And people were so excited about going because we're so starving for hockey right now. We are starving for content. We're getting tired of doing off-season interviews. We're getting tired of just, you know, doing clickbaity stuff. We want the preseason, goddammit. And we're going to get it. And that's what I'm going to try and do for all you guys. Because once the preseason starts going and we have real footage that we could dive into, you know, real stats and hopefully not a lot of injuries. And then we get our first round of cuts. Some guys get sent down to Hershey. And then the wheels are going to start moving. The hamster wheel is going to start moving. Because also next week, September 30th, Thursday, I wanted to say Wednesday, but Thursday, September 30th, is season ticket holder night for all of us Hershey Bears fans. Yes! As Poison once sang, you really don't know what you got until it's gone. And while I'd like to go to this, I won't be. I know. Sad for me. I won't be able to go because of my job. And I hope Hershey is able to bring back the experience of the season ticket holder night. Now, what is the season ticket holder night for all of you that are listening to this? Well, in all honesty, it is a meet and greet event. What it is that you go, you know, you get in, you walk, you find whatever season ticket plan you have, 10, 12, half full. You go there and you pick up your stuff. You make sure you get all your gifts, you have all your tickets, all your vouchers, all your coupons. Do you want to get the programs? And you want to make sure you have everything. A concession still has very generic, like you can get a hot dog and a soda and bag of chips and that's it. But you're not there for the food. And there's players walking around. You can take pictures. There's an open ice skate down there. Jonesy or Bob Howard's there. It's conducting player interviews and all sorts of great stuff. And then for us collectors, maybe they'll do an equipment sale. Game used jerseys, game used socks, pants, sticks, gloves, all delicious stuff, memorabilia, stuff left behind. And I'm getting a little worked up. Sorry about that. But that is where the excitement begins. Because again, you can see players that are going to be there and get an idea of what the season is going to be. Now, I know, before all of you start, before all of you start, what about the great virus? What about COVID? What are the policies going to be? I don't know. I guess I'm kind of beating everybody to this, but I don't know. And this is something that Hershey's going to have to, you know, put out there, because we have preseason games in a couple weeks. Workers are going to be coming back because the Antique Auto Show is coming in. We already did the RV show. And I've given the Bears the benefit of the doubt, but you're going to need to say something soon. You can't just, you know, have the season start and go, hey, we don't have a policy or anything. You know, people are going to want to know. People really are going to. But anyway, season ticket holder night is soon upon us. And there is one more additional element of the Hershey hockey machine that is starting up, and something that I'm quite excited to see start, and that is none other than Hershey Cubs hockey with the USPHL starting up this week. That's right. It is game week for the Hershey Cubs, owned by Barbecue Bruce and Crystal Boudreaux as well. And Friday night, ladies and gentlemen, Friday night, we have hockey in Wilkes-Barre Scranton. Hershey Cubs hockey starts at Revolution Ice Centre, Rink 1. Wait a minute. That can't be right. Checks notes. Hershey Cubs versus Wilkes-Barre Knights at Revolution Center Ice, Rink 1. Hey, when you're done, can you turn out the lights? We have the Beer League guys coming in. It's what it sounds like. But that's not why we're here. Because on Saturday, the old barn will hum to life once again as the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Knights come down to take on the Hershey Cubs. 7:30 start at the old barn. Hershey Park Arena comes to life once again. And it will be glorious. It will be absolutely glorious. Now, I'm sure some of you are wondering, as you're listening to this, well, how can I catch this team? How am I going to be able to keep track of the Hershey Cubs? Are they on any radio? No, they're not. The only way to catch this team is with something called Hockey TV. What? Hockey TV. What? Yeah, Hockey TV. I am pulling it up on my computer right now. It's a little slow. So, Hockey TV, it's, I guess, this streaming service. And I guess for the USHL and other hockey leagues, they have a free community and SPHL. Oh, SPHL, that's the Southern Pro Hockey League. Let's see here. They're best value, notice I'm using quotation marks, get you access to all free games inside Hockey TV, view league team schedules at Inside Hockey TV you can use on any browser. You can even watch on Apple TV, Roku TV, Amazon Fire TV, Android TV, and even through the mobile app. Woof. Access to video on demand, live events, Euro content. Wow. Okay. Video on demand of the USPHL. Okay. Elite network and access to featured AHL games. Oh, this is a thing. Okay. So that's what Hockey TV is. I mean, I'm sorry I'm not giving everybody a lot of information to work here, but for now, that appears the only way, if you want to follow the Hershey Cubs, is the only way we are able to do so right now. But as I've told everyone, go out and support this team. Please go. Go watch this team. Buy tickets. Go to the games. Take in the feel of the old barn. Take in the feel of it. Because as Bears fans, a lot of us who watch this stuff, you grew up on this. You've told tales to everyone of what it was like in the old barn and what, you know, what it used to be in there. Hell, when they were practicing earlier this week, it was a fog rink. And I put a picture of that on the Hershey Bears fan club page, and everyone was so eager to tell me of what fog games were like at the old barn, that where players and refs had to go out and skate around to dissipate the fog, and that it was great. I mean, fog games were a thing at Hershey Park Arena. And that's what I'm hoping that we can all see once again at the old barn. Is it perfect? Is it just like how it was? No, it's not going to be that way. I understand there's some front sections of the seat missing. It's because the place is really freaking old. The seats, they're not the best. I've sat in them. They're not. But I want to go, and I'm hoping that they do open up a lot of the arena, because I want to see where my friends used to sit. I want to see where a lot of these old-timers used to sit. I want to see where our crow's nest seats would be up in the old barn. I mean, way up there by the scoreboard, I'd love to see it. And I know a lot of other people do too. And I realize I'm rambling. I'm sorry, but I just want everybody to go out there and support this. This is a fast, skilled Junior A Hockey League. They are a proud member of this USPHL. These kids, they range anywhere from 15 to 18. Get out there and support them, because they need it. And we're going to take a short break. As my buddies on the Tip of the Iceberg podcast would say, it's time to pay the bills, everyone. It's time to talk about our sponsor, DraftKings. And everyone, Lord Football has returned to us. I love it. You love it. And week 2 of the National Football League is in the books. And now is the time to review the tape and get ready for week 3 on DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off another action-packed week, DraftKings is giving all new customers $150 instantly when they bet $1 on any football game. Make sure you listen up, everyone, because you don't want to miss this. Head to DraftKings Sportsbook app now and place a bet of $1 on any Week 3 game and receive $150 in free bets instantly. If Sportsbook is not yet available in your state, and you know who you are, DraftKings still has huge cash prizes up for grabs all season long with their daily fantasy contests. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN to receive $150 in free bets when you place $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code THPN at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, PA only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. And we're back, everyone. Thank you for getting through that ad break as well. As some of you have noticed, we've moved the DraftKings ad read to the middle of the show. Why do we do this? Well, because we were asked to. Ha! Anyway, thank you to DraftKings for sponsoring this program, and not only this, but all the stuff here on the Hockey Podcast Network. So, time to go a little bit around the NHL and AHL. Now, it's time for the potluck segment, where we reach into the refrigerator, grab what's in there, and pull out and see what we got. Let's dig into it. The NHL on TNT announced their game and studio commenting team for this season. You know, it's going to be weird having the NHL on TNT, because they'll be balancing that and the NBA, and especially once the NCAA tournament rolls around. It'll be very interesting that TNT's gotten in on this. TBS will have some games as well. In fact, the Winter Classic will actually be on TBS this year. But hey, you know, new phone, who dis? Let's get into it. The studio team for the NHL squad is going to be the great one, the Lord and Savior of Canada, Wayne Gretzky, Anson Carter, Rick Tocchet, and old biz nasty himself, Paul Bassinet. will be there as analyst in studio. And Liam McHugh, good to see he landed on his feet, is the host there in studio. Stupid phone. Sorry. Are your studio team. This should be very interesting to see how all them are going to get along. Of course, Gretzky. It's Wayne goddamn Gretzky. He'll have a lot of fun breaking these games down. Rick Tocchet, beloved all over the league. Anson Carter, nice guy. Let's move on, shall we? Your play-by-play squad will be Kenny Albert. Yes! On the call with Brandon Burke will be your NHL squad. Good for them. Your ice level guy will be Keith Jones. Yep. All of you wanted Pierre gone. He has been banished to the Great White North. Your in-game analysts will be Eddie Olczyk and Darren Pang. And contributors will be Jennifer Botterill, Tariq El Bashir, who also does a lot of great Capitals work, and Jackie Redman. I only know one of them, but that's not a bad thing. That is not. It will be great to see the squad and see how they handle. So NHL on TNT, good luck to you. Let's see how that goes. We go Dateline Winter Classic. Ooh, I love Winter Classic talk. As the two teams this year will take place on New Year's Day between the Minnesota Wild and the St. Louis Blues. And the Minnesota Wild revealed their Winter Classic jerseys, and oh boy, did they ever. So the Minnesota Wild threw up their Winter Classic jerseys. They are a dark forest green with a red shoulder yoke, which does not sound that bad, but hold on to your butts. In the middle, they have the state of Minnesota with two stars on each side of it. It is a red small emblem of the state of Minneapolis with MN on it. Okay, that doesn't sound bad. At the top, an arched word mark, it has Minneapolis, except it's a four-letter acronym of it, of MPLS. Get it? Minneapolis. And then down below, it says St. Paul, like S-T-P-A-U-L. And then they have striping on it. Oh, they have a bottom hem striping? Oh, yeah, they do. It's a nice white and red and then white again. But they have the same type of striping go across their chest. Oh, no, not like a regular chest stripe like the Montreal Canadiens. This is more up near the heart, like near the collar. And the captaincy is nicely framed between the shoulder yoke and that stripe. The shoulder yoke is bright red. The numbers are white. They're also using tan gloves and tan pants. Does sound like a lot? It's because it is. This thing looks horrible. Around back, it is just plain green with the 4 and the 6. The striping of the chest does not go the whole way around. The bottom striping does. Oh my God. These things look absolutely horrible. I disapprove of this. I very disapprove of this. This looks horrible. Now, this is a school picture style. You know, this is players, modeling it. And we will see what this looks like at Target Field on January 1st. We'll see what it looks like. But as of right now, Bill Guerin, call your office. The St. Louis Blues rolled out theirs, and oh my God, these are great. Off-white with a blue, bright blue shoulder yoke, blue note in gold outline, blue captaincy with a gold outline, a gold bottom striped, and a little bit of a gold stripe along the shoulder yoke. Light the same color blue numbers on the back. chef's kiss all around. Mwah, mwah. Love it. Love all of it. And you want to know why? You want to know why? Because it's simple. It's off-white, it's blue, and it's yellow. They're wearing yellow helmet, they're wearing blue pants, blue helmet, and blue gloves. Again, they didn't overthink this. St. Louis is known for its colors of blue, gold, and white. And these are supposed to be throwbacks to their 1967-1968 inaugural season. And that's fine. They look fan-freaking-tastic. They do. And again, I will be very interested to see where all this sets up on New Year's Day there at Target Field. Now, that is not the only, you know, big time event, because we've got all of the events coming back this year. We did not have an All-Star weekend last year because of all, you know, the COVID stuff. Well, this year we all going to have an All-Star game. Where's it going to be held, everyone? Well, Gary Bettman's new favorite playground. We're going to Vegas, baby. Vegas! And we're the three best friends that anyone could have. If you know, you know. And good on you for knowing. The Honda All-Star Weekend will take place at T-Mobile Arena, as Gary Bettman announced before Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals. I know I should have reported it then, but oh well. Vegas will be hosting their All-Star game for the first time, obviously, after being in the league for four seasons. They are very excited to have the 2022 All-Star Weekend there at T-Mobile Arena. It's their league premier event, and they are thrilled about bringing fans from around the world that are vaccinated and legally allowed to Las Vegas to celebrate hockey. Now, I do not mind this, but I have a different take on the All-Star game than others do, because the All-Star game, while fun, it is fun. Let's just all admit one thing as hockey fans. The All-Star weekend, it's only made for a certain amount of people. It is made for the city that is hosting the event, and it's for our corporate overlords who grace us with this event. This will be for Honda. This will be for T-Mobile. This will be for... Is Bridgestone still doing it? No? Okay. Whatever corporate sponsor. EA will probably give out tickets as well. I'm sure the casinos will get in on this with free tickets as well. Maybe Mandalay Bay and all that, and Caesars can get in on this too. It'll be a grand show. It'll be a great spectacle. The kids of the players will love it. The players' families will love it. Hell, Alex Ovechkin might actually go to this. Hey, the man takes a weekend off for this and faces the fine for it. At least he's consistent with it. But my point is this. The All-Star game is one big party. It is one big corporate party for all who go. The event is not made for the common fan. It hasn't for quite some time. And I'm sure Vegas is going to do great with this event. I'm sure they are. But for us common fans, ones who cut our teeth to get season tickets, we'll just watch on TV. Because that is what we fans take in as the All-Star game, unless we are lucky enough to have it in our own arena. But that's not the only outdoor game we are getting this year. Oh, we're going back to Lake Tahoe? No. No, we're not. The Stadium Series is coming back this year. All right. The Carolina Hurricanes were due one. I can't wait to see what Bank of America Stadium there in downtown Charlotte is going to look like. It's going to be great. It's going to be them, probably Washington, or probably Florida or Tampa. But I'm sure Charlotte could do a great outdoor game there at Bank of America Stadium, or maybe play where the Charlotte Knights play. You know, minor league baseball stadium could have a lot of fun with this. And they're playing at Oh, Nissan Stadium in Nashville, Tennessee. The Nashville Predators are hosting this against the Tampa Bay Lightning, which is sponsored by Navy Federal Credit Union. Okay, this was unexpected. We were all under the impression the Carolina Hurricanes were going to get it this year, but it looks like the Nashville Predators are going to get their second straight outdoor game. I'm counting the 2020 Winter Classic. So two straight years, two straight outdoor games. But at least Nashville gets to host this time there where the Tennessee Titans play at Nissan Stadium. And I'm sure that's a lovely place to play. And I've seen the shots of where the area is. Nissan Stadium, or LP Field is what it used to be called, is literally on the outskirts of Nashville. It is not too far of a drive. You go over the bridge and bam, you are right there in downtown Nashville. So, could be fun. No word on uniforms as of yet or how all this is going to go down. It will take place on February 26, 2022 after the Olympic break. So, we will get this at the end of February. Not to be outdone though, Canada's Heritage Classic will happen once again. Oh, Canada, Narf! We'll get back into this. I always love the Heritage Classic because you really get the feeling of a true outdoor game up there in the Great White North. Freaking cold. Five layers of clothing. Everybody holding a Tim Hortons coffee and ready to go there in Canada. It's cold. They don't care. So we will get the Toronto Maple Leafs this year. All right. Awesome. They're going to play at Tim Hortons Field. Cool. All right. All right. And they are taking on the Buffalo Sabres. Well, okay. The Sabres will be the first U.S.-based team to take place in the Heritage Classic. Well, I guess this had to happen sometime. I guess we had to do this eventually. But I'm not too sure that Buffalo is the best. They are saying that they're trying to Gary Bettman saying this. When the Toronto Maple Leafs meet the Buffalo Sabres at Tim Hortons Field in Hamilton, we will honor Canada's preeminent role in the history of our game while renewing the great longstanding NHL rivalry. Friends up there in the Great White North, is there a rivalry between Buffalo and Toronto? Okay, there kind of is. I was at a Sabres game before the world shut down, and Toronto's not that far out from Buffalo, so I guess there is a bit of a rivalry, but I'm not there. We will celebrate the greater Golden Horseshoe region as home of so many fans of the Leafs and Sabres. This is the sixth Heritage Classic and the first to take place since October 2019 when the Jets and Flames played at Saskatchewan. The Maple Leafs will have played in three previous outdoor games, the 14 Winter Classic, the 17 Centennial Classic, and the 18 Stadium Series. This will be the third time the Sabres have played outdoors in the 2008 and 2018 Winter Classics. So, should be fun between these two teams. I'm surprised they want to get Buffalo in this, but they're trying to capitalize on the region. Now, there is one more way you could get two authentic Canadian, well, not Canadian teams, but you could get one great classic rivalry going. Follow me on this, ladies and gentlemen. This is crazy. This is a hack theory, but stay with me on this. Here's what you do. It is the Montreal Canadiens, and you play up there in, I guess, BMO Field is where they play, where I guess Montreal FC plays. Is Olympic Stadium still available for use? No? Okay. Or I guess where the Montreal Alouettes play. But anyway, here's what you do. You take the Montreal Canadiens, and you take the Colorado Avalanche, and you take them up to Canada, and you do special reverse retros. But instead, you throw out the reverse, and you make them full-blown retros. And I can hear some of you people's ears perking up on this. I can see your eyes lighting up. Yes. Yes, you bring them back. The ice blue, the red igloo logo, the white, the French accents down there on the hems. You know what I'm talking about. The Quebec Nordiques, you bring them back. For one night only, the Colorado Avalanche will be known as the Quebec Nordiques. No burgundy, no Colorado blue, ice blue and red with the numbers. Bring back Joe Sakic up there for the alumni game, and you have the Battle of Quebec once again. Quebec versus Montreal. Now, I know, it's not really the Nordiques. It's just they're calling themselves the Nordiques for one night only. They'll leave, and they'll become the Colorado Avalanche again. Yes, I know this, but why not do this? Nostalgia is a great mining for revenue. The retro reverses were fun last year as a one-off for all this COVID crap we went through earlier in the year. And depending on where you live, still going through. But for Canada, for Eastern Canada, to bring back that ice blue and red, I think it would be a good look. I don't know if it would ever happen, because I'm not sure either Montreal would do this or Colorado would do this. But I think, if you get enough people to do this, I think this could work. And it would be a great spectacle. I'm sure Hockey Night in Canada would love it. CBC would love it. And us here in the U.S., I'd watch Saturday night. Yes, I'd have it here on one of the TVs here in my room. I'd gladly do it. But just an idea from a hack. So let's see what we got here. We're running on about 41 minutes. Okay, I think that was a good show for the week, everyone. I know, a little rambly in some parts, a little scatterbrained, but you know what? We're getting past that last hump. And next week, we're going to have some recap to talk about. We're going to have games. We're going to have roster cutdowns. We're going to have some Hershey Cubs hockey to talk about. So everyone, this weekend's it. The Hershey Hockey Machine is back. NHL hockey is back. NHL preseason will be here. And get in on it, everyone. Thank you very much for your times, listens, and downloads this week, everyone, of the Grit and Barrett podcast. Thank you for dealing with my voice, which was not the best. Everyone, be well, and we will catch you next time. Thank you for downloading this episode of the Grit and Barrett podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe on whatever podcast platform you are currently listening to. If you are listening on Apple or Google, please leave us a 5-star review as it appeases our algorithm overlords. If you enjoyed this podcast, please check out the Hockey Podcast Network, where there is a podcast for each and every NHL team. We also cover the American Hockey League. They have a podcast about college hockey and all the ins and outs of the hockey world. If you wish to know more about our parent club, please check out the official Caps Chirps podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network, as they cover all things Washington Capitals. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at GritAndBarrettP1 on Twitter. That's at GritAndBarrettP1 on Twitter. This podcast is dedicated to the memory of Patricia Blosser, who passed away on December 5th, 2020, to dementia and COVID. The show is also dedicated to all of the Hershey Bears friends, fans, and family who lost their lives to cancer. Cancer sucks. Thank you once again for listening to the Grit and Barrett podcast, and go Bears!